The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
It's Riley O'Cochran. How did that go so soft on us? Mickey O'Rourke behind the glass? I don't know. 7:03, the sun is coming up. Well, it's 7:02.
As I was going over the far fit Kerry Mountains, I met with Captain Farrell and his money he was counting. I first produced me pistol and
whiskey in the what? Whiskey in the jar. All right, if you get into the whiskey in the jar today, or the green beer or whatever, do not get behind the wheel. St. Paddy's Day Parade kicks off in downtown Denver at 9:30, 19th and Wincoop, and it winds its way around downtown and ends up over there in the parking lot by Coors Field, if you're into that sort of thing. How do you celebrate St. Patrick's Day? Why? I don't think I have a lick of Irish blood in me. And I sure don't do a very good Irish accent, Riley O'Cochran. But I guess any excuse to drink and party is always a decent one, up to a point. So we read through the statement of Jeff Sessions on why he fired Andy McCabe. Of course, the mainstream, lamestream media is so critical. Oh, the timing. This dedicated public servant who, according to the FBI's own internal investigation, the Office of Professional Responsibility, lied under oath. They lacked candor, including under oath. Their quote, on multiple occasions. That means he lied to Congress. What, are criminal charges coming? They should be. I think more than his pension. Andrew McCabe ought to be worrying about the indictment that ought to be coming down. It is a crime to make unauthorized disclosures to the news media. Is this the first domino to drop in finally turning the heat around from this phony Russia collusion investigation, these phony claims about the Trump administration? This special prosecutor is out of control. Now we've gone from Russia collusion to money laundering to now they're looking for financial documents from Trump businesses. They're trying to go out of the country to look for crimes. What people said and what I agreed with and talked about when the special prosecutor was appointed, I said Donald Trump should fire him. People said, no, it's too political, can't do it. It'll guarantee there are even Republicans who may get on board with Democrats in the House of Representatives. They want to take Trump down anyway. They'll impeach him. But look at this thing. It just goes on and on. So, Jeff Sessions, why don't you appoint a second special prosecutor to start pushing back, to investigate the unauthorized disclosures to the news media, the lying under oath to Congress of former deputy director of the FBI, Andrew McCabe. These charges aren't from the Trump administration. They aren't from the right-wing media or conservativereview.com. These charges are from the FBI's Office of Professional Responsibility, their own internal watchdog. That's why Jeff Sessions pulled the plug. Why is he moving so slow? Why is it taking so long? Maybe that's part of just doing it right. Maybe it took time to get the documentation together, to let the internal investigation in the FBI and in the office of the Inspector General proceed. And fortunately and thankfully, man, I do not want taxpayers funding this guy's retirement. He announced his he had to step down as the deputy director of the FBI because he knew this was coming. He knew what he did. So he announced his retirement at 50 years old. He would have received, his birthday's tomorrow, Andrew McCabe. At 50 years old, he would have received full pension benefits. How many of you out there working in the private sector get to retire at 50 years old with full pension benefits? I do not want the taxpayers paying for this man's retirement. He didn't earn it. Or if he did earn it for 19 years, he threw it all away when he allowed politics, the politics of personal destruction of a sitting president of the United States, to cloud his judgment. Or maybe his judgment has always been like this. Maybe Andrew McCabe and how many other people in these high levels of power. Think James Comey. Where's the special prosecutor to investigate James Comey? Remember James Comey? The guy who admitted to Congress that he leaked conversations, documents, FBI documents, notes of conversations he had, self-serving notes, by the way, of conversations that he had with the President of the United States to a college professor because he knew that the college professor would put them out into the media. That's not the deputy director of the FBI. That's the former actual director of the FBI. Now, I've talked to FBI agents who thought the world of James Comey. The same person that I'm thinking about says, I am done with Republicans because of what is happening with law enforcement, and I don't understand it. If you are one of the dedicated, hardworking, lower-level officers, investigators, agents of the FBI, and you're out there actually trying to make a difference, trying to make our country safer, trying to enforce the laws, keep people honest, prevent horrible things from happening, and you find out that your leadership is willing to violate your own ethical guidelines, remember, the FBI, this is from the OPR, the Office of Professional Responsibility. All FBI employees know that lacking candor under oath results in dismissal and that our integrity is our brand. Why, if you are one of the agents, one of the ground level, meet the public, do the work people, would you support this guy? Would you turn your back on a political philosophy or political party? I just don't understand it. I can't wait to have this conversation with my friend. And if he'll let me, I'll get back to you with his perspective. Because this is not fake news or President Trump tweets that took down Andrew McCabe, contrary to what Andrew McCabe says in his rambling, lengthy 2 or 3 page statement. This is the internal office of the FBI's, the Office of Professional Responsibility. The FBI expects every employee to adhere to the highest standards of honesty, integrity, and accountability. You feel sorry for Andrew McCabe? I'll tell you, Donald Trump doesn't. This was last night. We don't have anything fresh from Donald Trump. Andrew McCabe fired, in big capital letters, fired. A great day for the hardworking men and women of the FBI. A great day for democracy. Sanctimonious James Comey was his boss and made McCabe look like a choir boy. He knew all about the lies and corruption going on at the highest levels of the FBI. Boy, if you work in law enforcement, if you work, especially if you work in the FBI, How can you stomach this? Do you support the, in my mind, now disgraced former leadership of the FBI, James Comey, Andrew McCabe? Is it more important to protect the illusion of integrity when the evidence seems to point to no integrity whatsoever? James Comey admitted what seems to me for the average person would be crimes. Andrew McCabe was dismissed based on the recommendation of the FBI's Office of Professional Responsibility after a full internal investigation. How do you support that kind of thing? And what a shame that these are the stories. The prostitute accusing Donald Trump of an affair, now saying that she was threatened physically by an attorney or an agent for Donald Trump. Donald Trump's lawyers threatening $20 million in damages against her for violating a confidentiality agreement that apparently was signed. These are the stories that pervade and permeate the news. We don't hear about U.S. consumer confidence, which is at a 14-year high. We don't celebrate the stock market and the businesses and the unemployment rates, not only just generally and overall, but the unemployment rates in very specific sectors of our population. Hispanic employment up, black employment up at historic rates, the employment of women. Everything along the lines of economic activity on bringing businesses back to the United States of America seems to be working, but the media doesn't want to focus on any of it. This corruption at the highest levels of the FBI and the media, including the Denver Post, their headline, "On the Verge of Retirement," like that's what's important. Boy, things are turned on their head. Why do people put their faith in government? I just don't understand it. We had these walkouts, and all staged, all set up by the organizations and the people that put together the Women's March, the pussy hat wearing anti-Trumpers out there, George Soros funding. Organized so quickly, got together so quickly, these high schoolers whose brains were co-opted to stand up and claim that the NRA is killing people and Republicans who accept money are murderers and all of those great clickbait, headline grabbing. So good for a news media that does not want to pay any attention to the many, many good things that are happening under the Trump administration. Then this I should maybe better cut down on the energy drink. This walkout, this staged walkout. At 7:45, we will talk to Ulias Moe, the superintendent of Catholic schools for the Archdiocese of Denver, and how they handled the walkout. You will love it. This is how it's done. If you've been paying attention, you won't get this usually in, you know, the Denver Post or you won't see it on channel 4, 7, or 9. But if you're doing a little digging, if you're getting your news from multiple sources, you will see that in some places these walkouts turned into violent fistfights. These high school walkouts, or these not even just high school, but these school level walkouts turned into vandalism in a Walmart. And you and I are supposed to put our faith in government officials to do what's best, that we're going to pick and choose people who will rise to the occasion, who will elevate themselves, set aside their own personal perspectives, their own personal wants and needs to do what's best for the greater good because they've been elected to these high places, to these high positions, and they're due such respect. And the more we uncover, the more we see how unreliable they are. And yet, especially the left, more government, bigger government, less freedom, more control over every aspect of your life. We cannot lose this fight. We can't let our kids be brainwashed by the left, who's been in charge of our schools for so long. And I remain incredibly optimistic because there are so many organizations, so many channels and avenues for alternate views and alternate education. Mark Levin is on Fox News, the Fox News TV channel now, Sunday nights at 9 or 10 o'clock. And it's taking a full hour to have these lengthy, substantive conversations with some of the great leaders, great thinkers. Who's he had so far? Walter Williams, the economist. Devin Nunes, who had the most extensive and open, uninterrupted interview about this whole Russia collusion lie that I've heard. Benjamin Netanyahu, a true statesman. Someone who's fighting these same battles in his own government and against the media in Israel, constantly being accused of violating the laws and violating ethics and being challenged for everything he does. And of course, an honest media should challenge the decisions of our leaders. An honest media should challenge the thinking of our leaders in their opinion pages. Their news should simply be reporting on facts and let people draw their own conclusions. But that's not the world that we live in. But when I see organizations like Turning Point USA, Charlie Kirk, and Ben Shapiro, some of the great young minds, our own Jimmy Sangenberger, celebrated Liberty Day yesterday down on the state capitol, getting constitutions into the hands of fifth graders, and his Millennial Policy Institute going so far now as filing amicus briefs and very important appellate court cases. And I mean, this is going on all around us. Here in Colorado, we've got Colorado Christian University and the Centennial Institute constantly pushing back on the culture, constantly exposing the hypocrisy, constantly being challenged and screamed at and shouted down. And yet here we are in this fight. I remember when Hillsdale College, and oh yeah, I mentioned Mark Levin this week, tomorrow night, Sunday, he's got Larry Arn, the president of Hillsdale College. I've got friends here in Colorado whose children attended Hillsdale College. What a wonderful place to learn about the greatness of the design of our documents of freedom, the Declaration of Independence, the United States Constitution. Those places are out there. Colorado Christian, Hillsdale College. Hillsdale has these online Constitution courses that have now been seen by, as I recall, last time I checked, it was up over a million. They had 100,000 people who watched some of these courses online, free, anytime. You can look at them as you choose and when you want. And within a matter of months when they started doing it, the numbers were huge. People are hungry for that kind of knowledge, but we don't get it because the news media wants to drag us back to Stormy, the presidential prostitute. Where was all that media coverage when Bill Clinton was molesting women in the Oval Office, or when he was governor of Arkansas and was having state troopers bring women back to his hotel rooms? Where was the outrage and the constant coverage when John F. Kennedy and Robert Kennedy and Ted Kennedy were doing the kinds of things that are now apparently in the news media the single most important thing to cover at all times? If the President of the United States had some sexual dalliances, whatever that word is. Glad my dad's not listening right now, the English teacher. And that president was a Democrat, would we be seeing this splattered all over the mainstream media? Of course not. Of course not. These are the times that we're living in. And it's not a good thing. But we're in the fight. we have access to talk radio. This station is relentlessly pursuing someone, trying to get out, find that little final piece of information. Maybe another victim of sexual harassment by Mayor Hancock. Maybe someone who made a deal a decade ago. Well, 6 or 7 years ago. And now realize that they didn't have all pieces of the puzzle. That will reopen an investigation to hold these politicians accountable. We have to be relentless. And we can't trust Republicans either. Republicans are about to shove an omnibus budget down your throat that will legitimize just about every liberal, left-wing, progressive, wet dream, money scheme imaginable, from the funding of Planned Parenthood to the resuscitation of Obamacare by supporting these insurance companies, bailing them out yet again. These are the Republicans. And if they lose big in November, it won't be anybody's fault from their own. Let's talk about that when we come back. We do have callers on the line. I promised a while ago to get to phones, so let's take our break now, and we'll get to phone calls when we come back. I'm Riley O'Cochran, Mickey O'Rourke behind the glass, and you're listening to 710 KNUS.
A long time ago when the earth was...
Craig's Lawyers Lounge may never be better or more impactful. Wait till you hear Wayne McDonald's attorney William Sultan giving you his straight skinny on Mayor Hancock and Detective Leslie Branch Wise. And did you hear O.J. Simpson's detailed confession? I did. So did Dan Kaplis. Dan and Craig right again talking about O.J., Hancock, Hick, and Trump. Don't miss it.
The Craig Silverman Show.
It's 9 o'clock on a Saturday.
Saturday mornings from 9 to noon on News Talk 710, KNUS.
Crabs, 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 and more crabs. When it comes to crabs, the Fresh Fish Company really shells out. Hi, this is Karen, owner of the Fresh Fish Company. If you love crab, then you'll love our most popular seafood event of the year. You can indulge in over 20 different delicious crab dishes. To cure your crab craving, try sweet, delectable snow crab, or succulent, meaty Alaskan king crab, or how about Florida stone crab? You might prefer our famous crab cakes or salmon Oscar topped with crab. Still can't decide? Then go Oregon Dungeness crab. Start your meal off with crab artichoke dip, crab claws, or our famous crab and corn chowder. And for the true crab connoisseur, finish your meal with our unbelievable crab ice cream. All of these special crab festival dishes are available during lunch and dinner, along with our regular Fresh Fish Company menu. So don't miss out on the Fresh Fish Company's Crab Festival.
The Fresh Fish Company's Crab Festival runs from March 21st through April 1st. The Fresh Fish Company is accepting reservations now at 303-740-9556 or go to thefreshfishco.com.
Are you ready to retire? Do you have a plan for when the paychecks stop? Dennis Prager here for Wally Smith at Ridgegate Financial. Income planning is one of the five keys to a successful retirement. You've worked hard and saved, but now you need a specific plan for when to access your Social Security and each of your retirement assets. For your free Social Security analysis and personal retirement review, call Wally Smith at 303-PLANNER. That's 303-752-6637. Ridgegate Financial creates retirement plans to help make your retirement everything you've dreamed of, not just 20 to 30 years of unemployment. Your personal retirement plan will help you to sail through stock market corrections and crashes with confidence. You need a plan for when the paychecks stop. For your free Social Security analysis and personal retirement review, call Wally Smith at 303-PLANNER or visit RidgegateFinancial.com. 303-PLANNER, 303-752-6637, RidgegateFinancial.com.
This is Dan Kaplis. One of the things I like best about being a personal injury lawyer is that I'm a lawyer for all of the people, and that includes all of our wonderful senior citizens. Our firm welcomes senior citizens with open arms. We understand that injuries to seniors often become a tipping point event in their lives, causing a loss of independence and affecting everyone around them. We also understand that insurance companies will often try to pay less to seniors, claiming that their injuries aren't worth as much because the victim is older. In our view, it's the exact opposite. When a person has fewer years left, Each year is even more valuable. At the Dan Kaplis Law Firm, we take great pride in the results that we have obtained for seniors in our community. And of course, we accept righteous cases on a percentage fee basis so that good people from all walks of life can get the representation they deserve. If you need our help, please give me a call, 303-770-5551. That's 303-770-5551. Or hit DanKaplisLaw.com. That's DanKaplisLaw.com.
It's Ted Spear here from All About Cabinets and Countertops, reminding you that we can help you transform that outdated kitchen or bathroom and save you thousands of dollars, even over those big box stores. Through the end of April, take advantage of our spring savings and upgrades on all your cabinet and countertop purchases. You can visit our showroom or call us today, 303-456-6400. You can also visit our website at allaboutgreatdeals.com. Make a difference without the expense with All About Cabinets and Countertops.
Hi, it's Peter Boyles. If you own a timeshare, you never use it. And maybe you did use it, but you're not using it anymore. Your kids don't want it. You want out. You don't know how to do it. You get trapped in this. I know who to talk to. Getting out safely, legally, and permanently. My friends at Timeshare Termination Team, 303-766-2255. Visit TimeshareTerminationTeam.com. Let them legally help you get out of your timeshare. Timeshare Termination Team is local, A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Offers 100% guarantee of legally getting you out. Mention me, Peter Boyles. I sent you. Timeshare Termination Team will give you a free consultation. It's a $199 value, and it's just a phone call. 303-766-2255. Call them today. Let Timeshare Termination Team get you out permanently. Visit TimeshareTerminationTeam.com. 303-766-2255. 303-766-2255. Tell them Peter Boyles sent you.
Now, back to Wake Up with Randy Corcoran on News Talk 710, KNUS.
Hi, I'm Randy Corcoran's out. We got Riley O'Cochran this morning on this St. Paddy's Day lovely day. Mickey O'Rourke behind the glass.
The Rum Jacks.
I don't really know the song. We got one from Sinead O'Connor that we'll play here in a few minutes for you. Coming up at 8 o'clock, really excited to spend a couple of minutes with Steven Steinlight. He is the senior policy analyst at the Center for Immigration Studies. We'll be in town Monday. You can see him at the Independence Institute. We'll talk about what he'll be presenting and invite you to attend. And at 7:45, looking forward to connecting with Ulias Moe, the superintendent of Catholic schools for the Archdiocese of Denver. We got stories about kids who were suspended for not walking out of class on walkout day. We'll talk about all that as well. But we do have callers who want to weigh in on the McCabe firing. Let's start with Jim in Littleton. The phone number here, 303-696-1971. 696-1971. Jim, good morning.
Good morning, Randy. I got a quick question. My understanding is, and I'm listening to some of the pundits, they were saying that this recommendation that was to come to sessions has been sitting there for at least a week, two, maybe even longer than that. I just heard that. So why did he wait so long? When the recommendation came out or the suggestion, why didn't he terminate them right after that?
Well, are they speculating, or has someone said conclusively that the report was completed a week or two ago and has just been sitting there?
Well, I just heard on one of the stations that, I mean, this report didn't, it just didn't come out last week. It's been out a little bit earlier than this. So Sessions has had it for at least a week or two. I don't know for sure. I was thinking maybe you knew. But if that's the case, I don't know why this was drawn out. If somebody in private industry, if there is any wrongdoing, there is a review board within my company, ethics board, and the recommendation is then acted upon pretty quick. And so I don't know why it would take this long, if it is the case, and I don't really know, but I did hear it, and I've heard it more than once that, you know, it wasn't like last week. It's actually been a little bit longer than that.
Well, I can think of a couple of things. I've helped attorneys who have been investigated by the lawyers' Office of Professional Responsibility here in Colorado. It's a very long process. Usually takes 8, 10, 12 months to get through it. That obviously could have been a political consideration. Maybe they weren't sure. Maybe Sessions wasn't sure whether he was going to do it or not. They're considering the political fallout. I don't know.
Right.
Attorney General Sessions has been very slow and plodding in many of his decisions.
To be honest with you, he's been very disappointing. I mean, that we don't have a second review.
Special prosecutor.
Special prosecutor. I mean, the facts is there's so much going on here. And this, you know, Mueller is, this just looks like a political execution in my point of view. And I think I hope a lot of people recognize what's going on, because he's not prosecuting anybody for the election. He's prosecuting them like 10 years before. This is ridiculous. No one's got a clean background.
And for crimes that have nothing to do with the purpose of his appointment.
Right. Right. All he's trying to do is get somebody to flip to say something bad about Trump so he can use it against him. And, you know, I just hope that most people recognize it for what it is. But we do need to get a special counsel for what happened with Hillary. And it's not happening. Why? Because Jeff Sessions trusts Rosenstein, who's shown himself not to be very he's not apolitical. Obviously, he was one of the people that did the FISA. Went to the FISA board on this. So why is he still here? See, these things I just don't understand. I think Trump, is it that he can't get any qualified people because no one wants to work for him? I really wonder that.
Well, how about this as a possibility? You know, everybody's worried about, scared, talking about the Republican losses in November, the blue wave that's headed our way, and maybe the timing of starting to shine the bright light into the darkness of the Democrats and the special prosecutors. Maybe the timing is very intentional and very strategic.
Well, you know what? Maybe so. You have a friend that's a Democrat that you have on the radio every once in a while?
Yes, I do.
Please ask that guy how he could possibly justify. I think Hillary Clinton was speaking what a lot of Democrats think. I think she's speaking exactly what Obama thinks. His is just a little bit coded concerning Bibles and guns. And those people have a very condescending attitude of an average American. But I think Hillary Clinton spoke exactly what she really thinks and what a lot of Democrats think. And thank God Trump got elected, because we would have had her, who would have looked down on every average American who disagreed with her.
Good stuff, Jim.
And maybe got the FBI on our cases if anybody stuck their head out too high.
Yeah, absolutely. The Democrats know how to fight. They always keep coming, and they don't care about the facts that are in the way. They don't care about public perception. They just keep driving it through. And they've got all these tools, these media members who connect with each other and get on the same page for the message of the day. And while all of these great things are happening in the economy, maybe North Korea coming to the table, the diminishment of ISIS, just so many positive things that are going on, we have to hear about Stormy Daniels round the clock.
Oh, I know. It's so ridiculous. Yeah. I'm tired of it. I can't even listen to the news anymore, because it's not news. It's gossip. It's a choir. That's why when you talk about the Denver Post, I want it gone, because maybe something better will go in its place. The sooner these media outlets go and they're replaced by actual news, it's better for us. I want these things gone.
Yeah, and I'm guessing that a newspaper that actually came in and reported news, put both sides on equal footing if in their opinion sections, but reported news neutrally, would succeed in a huge way in this city.
So much so.
Yeah.
So much. I can't get the Denver Post, because what's the difference between that and the Inquirer? Well, the Inquirer is thicker, I think.
It makes better bird lining. Hey, Jim, thanks very much for waiting. Thanks for the call this morning.
All right. Thank you, Randy. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye. Let's move to Tom in Denver. Tom, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Hey, good morning, Randy. There's an Inspector General's report that's not even out yet that a lot of McCabe's firing is based on, they say. And we expect that to come out in the next several weeks. Also, within the last weekend, I couldn't tell you what day, McCabe McCabe spent a day in front of some personnel, judge or board or group, pleading, trying to replead his case to not be fired. And apparently the result was that he was unsuccessful. But the wheels have been turning. I know it's frustrating that they haven't been turning faster, but we should see a lot here in the near future. I think in the next few weeks, the Inspector General's report will be very interesting.
And that may be what the AG and the Department of Justice are waiting for with regard to another special prosecutor or or some more firings. I'm just wondering if Andrew McCabe isn't going to be subject to indictment here in the very near future.
Well, I wonder that, too. I think a lot of them deserve that. It's hard to believe, for example, that Comey is coming out with a book. I'd love to meet him at the tattered cover with a cream pie. I may need your other services, Randy.
Very, very good. The law offices of Randy Corcoran, ready to serve. Yeah, and then James Comey, man, some of these tweets that he puts out, his book is titled Higher Loyalty. Looking forward to sharing it with everyone and talking about it on ABC. He's become this kind of Buddha-like figure, you know, Nam-myoho Renge Kyo, philosophizing.
He may stick with safe, you know, media outlets. But even then, if you were his attorney, the guy is pretty arrogant about his version of things. And there seems to be a lot of documentation, you know, for example, starting to write the exoneration letter about Hillary Clinton before she was interviewed by the FBI and things like that.
And admitting to releasing documents, notes, FBI documents, notes of his self-serving notes of his conversations with Donald Trump to a friend, a buddy, a college professor, with the intention and the knowledge that that professor would leak those documents to the media. And this guy is going to be talking from some kind of high moral ground?
Yeah, and unfortunately, when Sessions got in there, these people were all there at the inner ring of at the top level. And so when Sessions probably sought some counsel from people at the FBI, they all pushed him towards recusing himself.
Well, you know, I heard Sessions give a pretty cogent answer on why he decided to do that. And it's not impropriety. It's the appearance of impropriety. He relied on a statute that said, you know, if I have been involved in a campaign that is now under investigation, then I am obligated to recuse. And but how did Rosenstein become the number two?
Hannity within the last week, I believe, said that the statute that Sessions relied on for recusal was determined to be not the correct one somehow, and did not elaborate. I don't know what the specifics are.
Yeah, it was, at the very least, Sessions owed the president a warning that if appointed, he was going to recuse himself from the Russia investigation, because it has allowed a whole year and this whole fishing expedition of Mueller to continue unabated, unchallenged. And the only thing that I can hope and pray is that there is some better method to the madness of letting this go on, that now as we head into the year of the midterm elections, that the Republicans, that the presidency and their offices, the Department of Justice, everybody is going to start pushing back and exposing the other side. Hillary Clinton should be under this kind of scrutiny. Andrew McCabe should be under this kind of scrutiny. All of these people who coordinated with the FISA court. We've got a FISA judge now who
Strzok.
Who is buddies, buddies with one of the FBI's lead investigator. And these text messages come out and say, oh, gosh, what was his name? It was an Italian nickname that they used for this judge. But he's the judge. Don't want to talk to him. Got to be careful. Don't want to, you know.
Just came out yesterday that Strzok was closer socially to this judge. I don't know if it's the same judge, than was appropriate. That they had gotten to know each other a little bit, out to some extent outside work, and text messages came out where they were trying to come up with a strategy to get to know him even better.
Yeah. With any luck, that there has actually been a strategy behind these delays, behind staying silent, and we're going to start seeing the fruits of that strategy as we move forward. We have to.
Yeah.
We have to, or the Republicans are done.
Just to wrap up, let's see the Inspector General's report. Sessions has indicated that he's got somebody already looking into things. I wouldn't say that's the same as a prosecutor, but maybe more of an investigator at this point. Stay tuned.
Tom, you're paying attention. I sure do appreciate it. Thank you very much for calling the show.
Good. You bet. Good day.
All right. We've got about 18 minutes to go until 8 o'clock, top of the hour. We will be joined by Stephen Steinlight, the senior policy analyst at the Center for Immigration Studies. And when we come back, we're going to spend a few minutes with the superintendent of Catholic schools for the Archdiocese of Denver to talk about how a so-called walkout can be done right. Stay with us. It's Wake Up with Riley O'Cochran on 710 KNUS.
CBS News update. The Attorney General has fired the FBI's former number two man. Our Pat Milton spoke with Andrew McCabe shortly after it happened late last night.
He said in the interview with CBS News, "I strongly believe that this is the latest chapter in a year-long attack on my credibility and my service to the country."
Jeff Sessions says he fired him because an internal investigation showed McCabe was not candid with investigators looking into the FBI's Hillary Clinton email probe. CBS News legal analyst Andrew Cohen.
"We can't make an independent assessment of the reasons for the firing unless and until we see that Inspector General report on which it's based. We know that the Justice Department's Inspector General, Michael Horowitz, has an excellent reputation on both sides of the aisle. Still, the timing of all of this raises obvious and important questions, the most basic of which is whether the McCabe portion of the Inspector General's work was rushed to justify McCabe's firing before his pension kicked in."
CBS News update. I'm Pete.
Hey, everybody. Mike Bohl, host of the restaurant shows on News Talk 710 KNUS. Every Saturday, 3 to 5, every Sunday, 10 o'clock until noon, inviting you to join me. We take your calls. We give away gift certificates. We talk about the ever-changing Front Range restaurant scene. We talk with restaurant owners. We talk with chefs. We also do lunch bunches. We also do supper clubs where I invite you to join me at a restaurant and we get you some great meals and great deals. All the information is always on my website at MikeBohl.com. But join me Saturdays, 3 to 5, and Sundays, 10 to noon on News Talk 710. 10 KNUS.
Wild Birds Unlimited.
This is Scott Minow with Wild Birds Unlimited, and my brother David and I want you to join us for Bird Talk every Saturday from noon to 1 right here on 710 KNUS. Bird Talk is presented by Wild Birds Unlimited, the best nature shop in the known universe for finding high-quality bird feeding supplies. On Bird Talk, you'll hear the latest news and fascinating interviews from world leaders on the topics of wildlife and conservation. We'll bring you tips on turning your yard into a wild bird haven. You'll hear lots of fun and entertaining topics from the backyard bird feeding specialists. Whether you want to or not, we invite your calls, questions, and observations naturally. Join the Menno Brothers on Bird Talk Saturdays from noon to 1 right here on 710 KNUS.
Wild Birds Unlimited. We bring people and nature together.
You know, I'm not a genius about money. I love my credit cards, and they love me. I was using them as a source of income, and then I got behind in my payments, and creditors were calling. I figured I had a problem, and I didn't know how to deal with it. I heard about Trinity, so I called and talked to a counselor. In half an hour, we worked out a plan. Now I've got one easy monthly payment, a lower interest rate, and I'm getting out of debt.
If you're in an endless cycle of paying on credit card balances that never seem to go away, then get ready for a toll-free number that will put you on a path to financial recovery. Trinity will consolidate your accounts, put a stop to late fees and over-limit charges, reduce your interest, and possibly improve your credit score. You'll save thousands. If your debt has you down, we should talk. Call 1-800-936-5496. That's 1-800-936-5496. Call 1-800-936-5496.
Brian Murphy here with another mortgage solution that may help you or a loved one. Many Colorado homeowners have recently been stopped from completing a refinance as their home is discovered to have items in need of repair. Most lenders will stop these loans from closing unless the homeowners pay thousands in home repairs out of their own pocket before they're allowed to close the loan. This is a terrible catch-22 as most people can't afford these home repairs until after the loan closes. We have a solution. At Front Range Mortgage, we have a rare mortgage program that can allow you to complete your refinance even if your home has known items in need of repair, allowing you to complete these repairs after you close using the loan proceeds. If your home has items in need of repair, or if you've already been turned down by another lender, call me and my local team for a painless 5-minute conversation to get you closed your home as is and get you the money you need to repair and renovate your home. Our number, 303-500-1900. That's 303-500-1900, or visit frontrangemortgage.com.
NMLS number 378844, regulated by the Division of Real Estate.
Looking for ways to save on your Medicare Part D copays? Great news! Now all Denver area Rite Aid stores feature a Walgreens pharmacy. Walgreens is a preferred network pharmacy with many plans nationwide, which could mean lower copays for you. Bring your prescriptions to a Walgreens pharmacy and start saving today. Walgreens, trusted since 1901. Walgreens, and now Rite Aid's featuring a Walgreens pharmacy, is a preferred pharmacy with United Healthcare, Humana, and Cigna HealthSpring. Walgreens participates with other plans. See walgreens.com/Medicare for details.
Hey! This is Ricky from Banyan Hill. You like freedom? I do. You like money? I do too. If you like freedom and money, then you're going to love Freedom Checks. You see, over the next few months, an estimated $34.6 billion is up for grabs to anyone who stakes their claim. Yep, you heard that right. $34.6 billion. To get all the details, just go to www.freedomchecks123.com. Thousands of people are already lined up to cash in. Take Doug, for example. He's a 46-year-old from Joplin, Missouri, who's set to get a check for $24,075. And if Doug can do this, I've got a hunch that you can too. But here's the thing. If you want the chance to grab your full fair share of this $34.6 billion payout, you must have your ducks in a row by April 1st. So don't wait. Get over to www.freedomchecks123.com before the April 1st deadline. That's www.freedomchecks123.com.
Go to 710knus.com to download our free mobile app and listen to 710knus on your phone, anytime, anywhere. Message and data rates apply. We now return to Wake Up with Randy Corcoran on News Talk 710 KNUS.
Yeah, Corcoran's out. Riley O'Cochran here on this St. Paddy's Day Saturday. See, now, I don't necessarily think that's an Irish song. It's just an Irish performer, Sinead O'Connor. But anyway, happy St. Patrick's Day to you and yours. The parade in downtown Denver kicks off at 9:30 at 19th and Wincoop by Union Station, winds around downtown, and ends up over there by Coors Field in the parking lot, if that is your thing. March 14th was the nationwide walkout of school students in protest against the NRA, against guns in America, just a complete misunderstanding of the purpose of our Second Amendment and the actual things that could protect kids in school, protect people everywhere. And, of course, most of these kids had no idea what they were doing or why. You've got the trained up Parkland High School spokes kids who are out there with their tens of thousands of Twitter followers and their scripted remarks that get all kinds of media attention and press. We've got the kid in Ohio who was suspended because he didn't walk out. just simply unbelievable. And in our own backyard here in beautiful Denver, my home city that is just coming unglued at the seams, we had a group of students who came up with a different idea for the national walkout on March 14th. And here to tell us about it is Elias Moe, the superintendent of Catholic schools for the Archdiocese of Denver. Thank you, sir, for getting up early and joining the show.
Yeah, glad to be with you.
I haven't had a chance to talk to you, so I'm looking forward to getting to know a little bit about the thought process behind what Catholic schools in Denver did. So tell us what they did and tell us how they came to that conclusion.
Yeah, most definitely. So the Archbishop Aquila and I, or the Archbishop of Denver, were in the lead up to March 14th, thinking about, you know, what are meaningful ways for us to really engage this particular issue, especially knowing how politically contentious it's become. And unfortunately, because of how politically contentious it's become, it's overshadowed just the what's at the core of this issue, and that's, from our perspective, it's a great spiritual battle. There's a tremendous spiritual void, again, a spiritual battle that at the core has the soul of the nation and our society. So we said this is a tremendous opportunity for us to allow the light of faith to shine. So let's not run away from it. Let's really tackle this head on with our faith. And so we invited all our Catholic schools to, at 10 a.m. on March 14th, organize a prayer service around praying for the soul of our nation and our country. That's exactly what schools did in very beautiful ways. They organized these prayer services where students weren't walking out, but rather were falling on their knees and praying to our Lord for protection for our country and for us to be able to experience peace, and a peace that only we believe the Lord can bring.
The pictures were just so beautiful of all of these high school children on their knees, hands clasped, heads bowed, and doing what believers, what followers of Christ, what people who know that there is a greater good and a greater message and a greater purpose for our lives, rather than engaging in the politics of the day, we're just out asking for blessings and protection and perhaps a spirit of calm and a spirit of peace to fall over our nation. How did the kids come to this determination? Was it mandatory that they participate? How do you guys in the Catholic schools deal with a situation like this?
You know, and that's the beautiful thing. And in our schools, we believe that we're partnering with our families to form their children, their young men and women. And so when we have these opportunities to get together to pray, it's commonplace in our schools. I mean, what a luxury for us to be able to say that taking 17 minutes out of our day to pray is not a rare thing. That the prayer is something that we continually come back to. And so because it's a part of our identity and what we do, when we tell our students, hey, we're going to take some time here to unite in prayer, no one blinks an eye. It's what we do. And I think the kids responded extremely well to it. Many commented that they felt like they were part of a larger spiritual movement, that they felt really connected to one another and to God in ways that they hadn't before. So just hearing, you know, young men and women say that following these beautiful prayer services, I think, again, is a testament to what we have happening in our Catholic schools, and also more importantly, the leadership that's present in our schools that's willing to, again, not run away from the moment or from these issues, but rather tackle them in meaningful ways.
Elias Moe is the superintendent of Catholic schools for the Archdiocese of Denver, and kind enough to join us. And you know, we all understand, especially those of us who are gabbers, who are watching the politics, following the news stories that flash around and we get instantaneous access to, that our culture and the changes, the diminishment of our culture, are what precede all of these problems that we're experiencing in our nation right now and experiencing in our politics and in our government. So I'm very, very grateful that you came on for a couple of minutes to tell us about what you guys did. I'm so honored to know that next year I'll get to be the master of ceremonies for the pro-life march that is such a big deal downtown, done by the Catholic Charities and your organizations. And I just pray for your success and for your great increasing attendance, and keep those kids on their knees. And I don't mean keep them there. I mean encourage them to go there when they need to and they want to. Because that's where it starts. We've got to get grounded again as a country and as a people. So thank you very much, sir.
No, thank you for having me.
All right, take care. All right, I just thought it would be nice to hear how another school could choose to handle this politically ridiculous event that happened on March 14th. Anyway, when we come back, it's already, gosh, we're already heading into the final hour of the show. We'll be joined by Dr. Steven Steinlight, Senior Policy Analyst at the Center for Immigration Studies. He'll be in town Monday night at the Independence Institute. We'll tell you why, and we'll tell you how you can go and hear him and meet him. So don't go away. It's Riley O'Cochran on Wake Up with Randy Corcoran, 710 KNUS.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.